Hi, my name is Teresa, and you are listening to Good Pregnancy Eats, the podcast. I'm an RD-to-be, and I have a degree in nutrition and help expecting moms eat well during pregnancy. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about five things that most moms don't know about pregnancy nutrition. Let's get started. First off, did you know when you get pregnant, you don't have to start eating for two right away? Your baby grows very little in size for the first 3 months of pregnancy. That's why you don't have to start eating extra calories just yet. Want to know exactly what and how much to eat during pregnancy? I'm writing a book called 101, A First-Time Mom's Guide to Pregnancy Nutrition. It'll tell you all you need to know about pregnancy nutrition. So keep an eye out for that. Juice actually counts as a serving of fruit. If you've increased the amount of fruits and veggies you're eating during your pregnancy, you'll like this fun fact. A small glass of juice once a day actually counts towards a serving of fruit. Try apple juice, orange juice, grape juice, or any other juice that you like. Make sure that it says 100% fruit juice on the bottle, so you're not getting too many calories from sugar alone. Also check for the word pasteurized on the bottle to make sure that the juice you're drinking is safe for you and baby. Fun fact number three, baby's brain loves DHA. DHA is a type of healthy fat that's very important during pregnancy. Research shows it not only helps develop baby's cognition, but can also improve your baby's IQ. DHA is in many types of fish like salmon and tuna, and you can also get DHA from fortified orange juice, milk, and eggs, or fish oil supplements. If you're thinking of taking a supplement with DHA, talk with your doctor first about which kind is recommended. Baby can't metabolize caffeine in utero. So this is an important one to talk about because caffeine in pregnancy is a very big topic. As baby grows inside, it uses nutrients to grow brand new cells, tissues, and organs, but at this point, baby is undergoing some very early stages of development, and it means that his or her organs are not yet mature. So baby is able to utilize most nutrients, but caffeine is a substance that baby cannot metabolize because of the immature organs. So what ends up happening is caffeine builds up in the baby's body, and it may interrupt healthy growth. For this reason, expecting moms should limit or avoid caffeine during pregnancy. And fun fact number five, physical activity can relieve pregnancy discomforts. If you're suffering from backache or constipation or bloating, listen up for this one. Most expecting women don't get enough physical activity. And this includes walking, taking the stairs, or even doing housework is physical activity too. The good news is physical activity can help relieve pregnancy discomforts like constipation and bloating. It's never too late to start physical activity during pregnancy. If you're ready to be more physically active, ask your doctor what activity is safe for you and baby. Thank you so much for listening. In today's episode, I discussed the five things most women don't know about pregnancy nutrition. I suggest you go check out my website, it's www.mamametime.net, where you can find more information about pregnancy nutrition and healthy recipes for your pregnancy. Again, it's www.mamametime.net. Thanks again for listening. My name is Teresa, and I'll see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.